Canada. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. This vast and blessed place, crafted by God's hand, where mountains stand tall and rivers run true. In the silence of the forests, in the whisper of the winds, we feel your presence, Lord, in all that you have made. From the northern lights that dance across the sky, to the fields of golden grain where the harvest is laid, Lord, you have blessed this land with beauty so profound. From coast to coast, your wonders abound. In the rushing waters and the peaceful lakes, in the rugged coastlines that your power shapes, with every sunrise, with every new day, we ask for your guidance, Lord. Show us the way. In the strength of our unity, in the warmth of our love, we see your glory shining down from above. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee, for the people, the land, and the free. In your light, Jesus, we find our path. And in your name, we walk this land.
I'm Jeff Potts, and welcome to the Great Outdoors. Today, I want to thank you for being an agent of hope. Thank you for watching Hope Channel Canada. I want to encourage you to invite your friends to join us for these episodes as we get out into nature, enjoy the beauty of Canada, and talk about Jesus. Let's paddle down Lacombe Lake together. This is a lake that's situated between Lacombe and Black Falls, Alberta. There's a few cottages on the lake, but pretty much it feels like a wilderness lake to me. Nancy and I come here often and enjoy some quiet time paddling on Lacombe Lake. Well, today I want to share with you a topic that I'm very passionate about. It's called the power of example. And to start off, I'd like to share two related stories with you. The first one comes from World War II. There were many heroes in World War II, and one of those heroes was Butch O'Hare. He was a fighter pilot. And Butch, he was on a mission one day with the rest of his squadron. They had all taken off from the aircraft carrier. And when they got airborne, Butch looked at his fuel gauge and discovered that he was almost out of fuel. His plane had not been refueled. So his squadron leader told him to return to the ship. As he was on his way back to the aircraft carrier, he noticed off in the distance a squadron of Japanese planes, Japanese Zeros, they called them, because they had an orange circle painted on the side of the plane. And that squadron of Japanese planes was heading right for the aircraft carrier, which was, it was all but defenseless. I mean, all the planes were gone. Butch realized that he would have to single-handedly defend that aircraft carrier, and he did so. He dove into the formation of those Japanese Zeros, his wing-mounted guns blazing. He shot down several planes. Of course, they were shooting at him too. Fortunately, though some of the bullets did penetrate his plane, they didn't hit anything vital. And he kept firing until he was out of ammunition. And so he started diving at these Japanese planes, anything to deter them from heading towards the mothership. Well, eventually the Japanese planes headed off in another direction. And Butch, with his tattered fighter plane, returned to the ship. When he landed, the folks on the ship said, "What happened to you?" So he told them the story. Well, in those days, they had movie cameras mounted on the planes, and so when they looked at the film, they could see the great heroic effort that Butch O'Hare had put into saving the mothership, and he became a real war hero, a genuine war hero from World War II. He was awarded medals and honors, and today, when you fly into Chicago, if you land at O'Hare International Airport, that airport is named after Butch O'Hare, the American hero. Well, the second story I want to tell you comes before this in time. It predates World War II. And there back in the 30s, in Chicago, there was a gangster by the name of Al Capone. You may have heard of Al Capone, Scar-Faced Al, they called him. Well, Al Capone was not a hero at all. He was a gangster, and he was known for murders and racketeering and other gang-related crimes. But you see, Al Capone had someone working for him, a lawyer, that kept him out of jail. This lawyer's name, well, they called him Easy Eddie. And Easy Eddie was very good at what he did. His legal maneuvering kept Scar-Faced Al Capone out of jail for many years. And for this, Capone paid Easy Eddie very well. In fact, he gave him a mansion there in Chicago, took up an entire city block. And he had a house full of servants. He had the best food money could buy, the best cars money could buy. He had the best clothes of anybody. Easy Eddie was living the high life of Chicago there. Well, Easy Eddie had a son whom he loved very much. And the problem was he could give his son anything money could buy. He was well educated. He really had provided well for his son. But there's one thing that he could not give his boy. He could not give him a good reputation. Because Easy Eddie had compromised his ethics. He was working to keep organized crime alive and well in Chicago. And so he knew, this troubled him, he knew that he could not leave a good example for his son. He could not leave a good reputation. He was not a man of integrity. Eventually, this really got to Eddie. And he knew what he must do. He went to the authorities. He went to the police. And he gave them all the information they needed to lock up Al Capone. Dates, places, all the details. And he figured that was the right thing to do. It was the only way that he could ever set a good example for his boy of doing what was right. he knew the price would be high. And so, of course, Easy Eddie paid the ultimate price. And his life ended in a blaze of gunfire on a dark Chicago street. Easy Eddie had done the right thing. He'd been a man of courage. And he left a good example for his boy. Well, the way these two stories are related, of course, is that Butch O'Hare, the American war hero, that was Easy Eddie's son. And in the end, the example that Eddie set for his son, the example of doing the right thing, with courage going forward to set a great example, he left a legacy for his son Butch. And Butch became a real hero to a great extent because his father had become a hero too. His father was an example for Butch. There's power in example. Friend, I want to talk to you about this today because it's very dear to my heart. This is something I'm so passionate about. I think you realize it in the Christian church that many of our children, many of our youth are leaving the church today, going out into the world, many of them. Problem is they haven't always had a good example set for them. Many times as parents, we've told our kids, do as I say, not as I do. And folks, that doesn't cut it. My appeal for all of us today is that we really would commit ourselves to living lives that are an example to others, an example to our children and our grandchildren, an example to other believers, because there's power in example. You know, the Bible has many stories about people who mentored others. This is really what I'm talking about today, mentoring people. Naomi mentored Ruth. Elijah mentored Elisha. Paul mentored Timothy and Titus. Jesus mentored the 12. You know, the mentoring relationship is so vital. Setting an example, doing life together, spending time together. Not just telling people how to live, but showing them. Talk is cheap, my friends. Talk is so cheap. But what people need today is they need someone who will show them how to live. That's my appeal to you. It's my appeal to myself today that we would be committed to setting examples and to mentoring others, particularly young people. Mentoring our children. Mentoring our grandchildren. Want to share with you just now some Bible verses that helped me a great deal. See, Jesus, he set an example. He set an example for the disciples. And there in John chapter 13, he said, I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. Of course, he had served the disciples in a radical way by washing their feet there in the upper room. Such a powerful example of service. But a little later on in chapter 13, we read this, beginning at verse 34. Jesus says there in the upper room, he says to the disciples, so now I'm giving you a new commandment, love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. And so Jesus said, look, the greatest example I can give you is to love one another. And I want you to love each other as I have loved you. Friends, this is so, so important today in the church, in our homes, in our schools, that we love one another. People may, they may forget what you said, but they will never forget the way you treated them. And so when you love people in the name of Jesus, they never forget that. Jesus said this would be the proof that we are really his followers, that we love others like he loved. This boat that I'm paddling is a constant reminder to me of the power of example. You see, I built this boat 25 years ago. It's getting old now. But this wood strip boat, this cedar strip boat, was built because I had a friend named Bill who showed me how to do it. He had built several cedar strip boats. He had the form set up for it in his shop. And he said, look, if you'd like to do it, I'll show you what to do. I'll help you do it. And he mentored me in it. And if it hadn't been for him, this boat never would have come into being. But mentoring is powerful. Example is powerful. I want to read to you what the Apostle Paul said about the power of example. And this is an interesting text here in 1 Corinthians 10, starting out. He says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And then he says in the next chapter, verse 1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Paul wasn't saying to others, look, do as I say, not as I do. No, he was saying, do what I do. Follow my example because I am following the example of Christ. I heard a story some time ago about a church that was dwindling. There were not many members left. In fact, the members that were left were getting quite elderly. And they thought, what are we going to do? Our church is dying. And so they decided that they would actually go to the local high school and offer, if anybody would like to spend time with a grandparent type, that they would be willing to do that, willing to spend time with the students from the high school. And they gave the number of the church office that the students could phone if they would like to do so. Well, as they were making this announcement, there were several members of the congregation. The pastor was the one doing the talking. And he was looking at the audience, but the students weren't making eye contact. They were yawning. It looked like they really could care less about what was being offered to them. And so they left the high school that day feeling like it had been an utter failure. It was a bad idea. But when they got back to the church, wouldn't you know it, the phone had been ringing off the hook. So many young people wanted to spend time with an older person, wanted to be able to hang out and do life together and learn from the example of the older individuals. And that church turned around, it began to thrive, and it grew basically because they were willing to mentor young people. This is the power of example. This is the power of mentoring, friend. I want to ask you today, are you mentoring someone now? I urge you to find someone that you could mentor. Invest your life in them. Set an example for them. It will bless them in more ways than you can imagine. Oh, my friend, today, I appeal to you. In these last days, Jesus is coming soon. In these last days, what we need is people who will set an example. Will you be one of them? Will you commit your life before God to being an example to others, to show them the way forward? Because the power of example is so important, because mentoring is so important. Paul made appeals to the young pastors that he mentored. Notice his appeal to Titus. This is Titus 2, verse 7. Paul says, always set a good example for others. He says to this young pastor, Titus, always set a good example for others. Now, I want to encourage you to take this to heart. Always strive to set a good example for others. Because there's power in example. That's the good news. He said this to Timothy, another young pastor that Paul mentored. This is 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. He says, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but be an example for the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love, faith, and purity. Paul says, Timothy, make it a point to set an example. Don't just tell people how to live, show them. There's power, my friend, in example. Easy Eddie left a powerful example for his son Butch. It changed Butch's life. It set him up for success. That's what we need today in the Christian church. We need people who are committed to doing everything for God's glory and can say to others, follow my example. Do what I do because I am following the example of Christ. I want to read 1 Peter 5 where Peter is talking to the elders of the church. And he says this to them. He says, do not try to rule over those who have been put in your care, but be examples to the flock. Peter says to the church leaders, don't try and push your way around. Don't be bossy. He says, but rather be examples. Live as an example to the believers. Be examples. Set an example to the folks in the church. That's what we need today so earnestly. We need people who will say, not do as I say, not as I do. We need people who will say, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Many years ago, Steve Green popularized a song. And the lyrics of the song go like this. It says, oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fires of our devotion light their way. And I want to encourage you. May the fire of your devotion to God light the way for others. Today, as we recall the story of Butch O'Hare and his father, Easy Eddie, the lawyer, may we always remember that it is far more powerful to show people what to do than it is to tell them. Let's pray. Oh Lord, today we come before you and we acknowledge that our lives have not always been exemplary. We acknowledge that we are not the people we want to be. We pray that you would help us truly to live for your glory. We ask God that you would give us grace to set an example to our children, our grandchildren, other young people. Lord, as Paul appealed to Timothy to set an example for the believers, Lord, may our lives be lived in such a way. And we pray that you would intervene in the church today and that you would save our young people, that we would show them our love by spending time with them, investing our lives in them. And so, God, keep us faithful. And may those who come behind us find us faithful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you for joining us today on this episode of The Great Outdoors. I want to thank you for watching Hope Channel Canada. And I just want to say thank you so much for being an agent of hope, for your prayer support and for your financial support for this ministry. I encourage you to invite your friends to join us next time. Until then, may God bless you and keep you.
Next week on The Great Outdoors, we invite you to join us for an in-depth exploration of the incredible topic, Kiss Your Cares Goodbye. Pastor Jeff Potts will be speaking from J.J. Collette Natural Area. It's a beautiful park near Lacombe, Alberta. This is a great opportunity to explore nature, get an intimate view of this incredible area, and deepen your connection and your relationship with our Creator. We will be bringing you fantastic insights and practical applications that you can take with you into your everyday life. As we journey through the scriptures, we'll uncover profound truths and hidden gems that speak to the heart of our faith. Each episode is an opportunity to discover something new, and we believe this upcoming session will be particularly impactful. We encourage you to set aside some time, as this is an experience you certainly won't want to miss. We're excited to dive into God's Word together and share with you these wonderful insights. Whether you're at home or on the go, make sure you tune in and be part of this transformative experience. It's truly an honor to have you as part of our journey here on The Great Outdoors. We couldn't do this without your support, and we deeply appreciate your continued prayers and resources. They are vital in helping us spread the gospel through our programming on Hope Channel Canada. Your partnership allows us to reach hearts and minds with the message of hope found in Christ. If you feel moved to support our mission, we kindly ask that you consider giving at agentsofhope.ca. Your generosity helps us maintain and expand our outreach, ensuring that we can continue serving you and many others. Additionally, if this topic has sparked a desire for deeper study, our online Bible school, hopestudy.ca, is here to assist you. We'd be thrilled to connect you with a study partner in your local area who can guide you through these important teachings. We're so grateful for your commitment to this ministry, and we look forward to continuing this journey together. May God's blessings be upon you until we meet again in the great outdoors.